Okay, we're holding on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So Tony Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Kokhba Omer. So until now we've been analyzing the shitot that say that the din of Mikra Megillah. You don't have Yerushalmi?
No.
Oh, yeah.
This one over there, I think, in the bottom.
Yeah, the din of Mikra Megillah is based on the year from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. Now we get to the Yerushalmi's discussion of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, who says it's Mimota HaShverosh. Omar le Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what in the world are you talking about? What are you trying to base this on Shushan? What's the connection to Shushan? This is amazing because this makes it very clear. Shushan. Shushan Purim has something to do with Shushan. I mean, imi Shushan Abira talomeid. So then, Shushan Abira lo yikru. It should say. So then only Shushan should be that, because there's certainly no comparison to the events of Shushan to the events everywhere else. Everywhere else there may have been this special mace, as we explained, the Malbim, that they indeed were in danger. And Shushan, it was that Shushan, it was an Indian that they were government-backed, attacking their enemies, fighting against those who would have tried to hurt them. That, how could you possibly say that Shushan should serve as a model for Arim that were Mukafot? I mean, the fact that Shushan was Mukaf is itself an accident. It has nothing to do with what was going on. Bishleim and the other cities, you want to talk about a Mukaf, I understand, but if you're going to use Shushan as a basis, then it would only be Shushan and nothing else. Create a Shushan Purim for Shushan. But don't talk about other cities. So therefore, but it's interesting that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda apparently was only upset with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha on his using Shushan as a model. In other words, he must have had this, that was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha's svara of Yemot HaHashverosh. But he himself had no problem with the din of its being dependent on Yemot HaHashverosh. He just held that if you're using Shushan, it would be din dafkan Shushan. So therefore, says the Gemara, it turns out that Hatlata Tanya. Now, we basically have three different approaches to this. We have the normative approach, which is the Tanya of the Mishnah, the original Tanya of the Gemara that we learned. The Tanya Kadmaya Savar Meimar, the first Tanya holds that Miyamot Yeshua Ben Nun. The Tanya Achraya Savar Meimar, is the Terech of Yerushalmi. The other Tanya is Savar Meimar Miyamot Achashverosh. And that's the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha. But he's basing that on Shushan Abira. And Tanya Achraya Savar, the Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that ear, Mikomakom, the nature of the limud is from the word ear, meaning that there's two different types of ear, but not that it's based on Shushan, which means Nimtzeta Omer, which turns out that actually that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda end up saying the same thing in practical terms. One of them learns, Rabbi Shimon Korcha learned it out from Shushan Abira, which Rabbi Yossi disagreed with. And the other one learns it out from the ear of the ear, diuk, which is interesting because that's not the mocker of our, of the Limud by us. We learn it out from the Al-Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim. And here we don't analyze that. Vitani also, now this Tani Kane is a mistake, because the Tani Kane is not, it should just say Tani. I mean, bring you the price. Ha-somuch le-krach, va-anir eimo, areyu kayotzebo. This din of krach, however we define a muk of choma, also includes, once we're darshaning the ear of the ear, so we also have the connection, even though Lechora, Rabbi Yosef, we argue, I was learning it, you have your choice, one or the other. If you're learning Medina and ear, then it would be ear, Samach Medina, not ear of ear. That would be a basis of saying Tani Hochi, even though many of them, fortunately, Rishalmi, take it out. But the Tani Kane, indeed, in our Gemara and the Bavli, makes the two sugis interdependent. Because if I'm learning out a Samach, that Somuch and Nira from the Pasuk of Medina, Medina, the ear of the ear, which was the diuk that Rabbi Yeshua made in our Gemara, then I don't have it available for Rabbi Yossi. In which case, the Vatani Kane is that he had to base it on Shushan Abira, and not on the Pesukim. So there is a basis for this girsa. It's perfectly okay. So krafa nirimo harehu ke yotzebo. Says Rav Abba Bar Nagri, b'shem Rav Chiya Bar Abba, which is Rav Abba, we call him in the Bavli. Well, you want an example? Could go in Hara Chamta. It's basically the relationship of Chamat to Tveria. That would be called Samuch. Now, you notice, Lo Amar Ala Kigon, another city that has the relation of Chamat to Tveria, not Chamat itself.
Like Chamat.
Not Chamat, because HaChamta Atzma would be Mukefet Chumam Yemot Yoshua Bin Nun. I know that Chamat itself actually had a Chumam Yemot Yoshua Bin Nun, and therefore I'm only using it to define the difference between Chamat and Tveria, that is the shear of Samuch. But I'm not saying that that's the reason that Chamat would read. Which is fascinating because the Chazon Ish asks a brilliant question based on this. If that's the case, what's the Gemara Suffolk about the Yam of Tveria? Tveria is Samuch to Chamat. So it should read. It should read because it's a Samuch Venera, not because. Very interesting. Fascinating question. Okay, at this point, the Gemara begins tomorrow's Suya. So we'll wait until tomorrow.